Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're coming to you live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we're going to be talking a little bit about what you're going to get Papa for Father's Day if he's a griller. Bob and I got a lot of ideas on how you should spend your money on the old man. So I am Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And it is prepping for Father's Day at the Grilling Guys, the smokiest show on the radio airwaves currently in North America, and the only one, by the way. We're coming to you from the Standard Lumber and Kitchen Studio, we're happy to say. And we have all sorts of things prepped so that you can either pass it on to your family to get you the right thing, or maybe you're buying something for your father. So that's what it's all about today. And did you grill anything cool this week, Jop?
You know, we were just talking about that. I did two graduations since we've talked last, and both of them were pulled pork smorgasbord, so
nice.
To speak. So nothing extravagant.
Keep the crowd happy.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, it holds so well. You know, you get it cooked and you put it in a chafing dish and it'll taste just as good 2 hours from now as it did when I set it down there. If you just keep a little bit of moisture on it, it doesn't dry out. It's just kind of a nice food for that buffet line.
Too easy.
Yeah. I went to a graduation party, though, and this was the interesting part, is they had a breakfast buffet. The party was 11 to 3, and they catered it a big pan of scrambled eggs with a little bit of cheese on them. And then they had the sausage, the bacon, the onions, the tomatoes, other cheeses that you could put on top of it. And then they had French toast on the end.
So it's like a Holiday Inn.
Yeah, right. But I'd never been to a graduation party where they were serving breakfast. But theirs was 11 to 2, so that's what they chose to do.
Did they cater it?
Yeah. Not with me.
And it was good quality.
It was really good quality. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Because I thought scrambled eggs in a pan but they kept refreshing them. It was a big party, the popular kid, athlete, that kind of thing. But,
cool.
It was kind of cool. So that was different. I never saw one of those before.
Nice.
I've eaten at a lot of buffets, right?
Tonight I'm looking forward to going to Kielbasa Idol. That's on the west side of Grand Rapids.
I'll be there with you, brother.
I was going to say Detroit. And so we'll be happy to see Eddie Sip. And, of course, eat all sorts of good kielbasa. I last weekend, maybe it was actually like Monday of this week, I went over to my brother's and I stopped by Sobey's and bought a bunch of brats and their Parkside kielbasa. And my brother just called me last night to say, what was the name of that kielbasa? Well, where do you get that?
Right.
What is it? Because that is a fantastic kielbasa.
Well, let me tell you that they would never say this, and I'm not slamming anybody at Kielbasa Idol because we've been involved with those guys for a long time.
Right.
But Sobey's stopped going.
Right.
Because they won every year.
Yeah.
With their Parkside kielbasa.
That recipe is that good.
Yeah, it is. It's just a fantastic recipe. They're on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. And that park is called Parkside Kielbasa, not their original recipe. They purchased it from Parkside Market when it went out of business.
Right.
And he'll give all the credit to them, but it is an amazing kielbasa recipe.
Yeah, it still probably hurts his feelings just a little bit that recipe is better than his.
Yeah.
I want to give a little shout-out to a friend, Floyd Gates from Bodman Law Firm in Grand Rapids, who did me a solid. Just want to say, if you need a good attorney, Floyd Gates is your man. He's a crackerjack dude. You know him as well. We've done their tailgate events before at Michigan State. And anyway, just want to give him a little shout out. On June 24th, if you're in northern Michigan, it's a Monday, so it might be hard if you're working. But I'm going to be at Northwoods Wholesale Outlet at 1 o'clock doing a little demonstration on the American barbecue system's patio smokers They've got a slew of them in there, and so I'm going to be demoing and training. So if you want to see a really good patio charcoal smoker, that'll be a good time to do it.
And where is that, Bob? What part of the state?
Pinconning.
Oh, yeah, clear on the northeast side of the state up by the Thumb, right?
Yeah, it is. And then when I'm done with that, I'm heading up to Augrey to do some fishing with Captain Ken.
Good for you.
So the next day we'll be doing a little fishing. But anyway, June 24th, Northwoods Wholesale Outlet, 1 o'clock. Come on by, and we'll let you taste some tasty treats.
Captain Ken, you know what? That's a great gift for the Father's Day.
Sure
it is a walleye charter out of Augrey, Michigan, in the Saginaw Bay. It's funny. It sounds like you're going up there the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on his boat on July 3rd. So we're a week apart.
We'll try and save you a few fish.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. But no, the bay's full of them. We've been chatting with him, and he's good. But, yeah, that Jireh, J-I-R-E-H, JireHCharters.com, you can find him. What a great – I mean, we'll both have real testimonials on it here in another 3-4 weeks. But
they're always solid.
Solid.
The stringers will be full of walleye. They'll be gorgeous. It's a great photo op, great memories for the family, whoever you take. But Captain Ken is the consummate host and a heck of a captain. He'll put you on some fish, that's for sure. I've got another Father's Day idea for you, and this is going to sound a little funny, but I hope my family's listening, because there's one product at Victoria's Secret that they sell for men, and it's a cologne called Very Sexy. And I can personally testify that it is the sexiest men's cologne you'll ever smell. And I was turned on to it by a good buddy. His name is Daniel Boone, believe it or not. And
he's a pastor at our church.
Going into
Vic's Secret to get cologne. I'm pretty sure that that's divine intervention right there, baby.
I think so. Victoria's Secret is helping us out. And right now, we're going to do the Siciliano's Beer of the Week.
So we've got a little Lagunitas daytime. This is their IPA. And Lagunitas has been around a long time.
Some people actually call it Lagunitas.
Okay, well, however you want to, you could do that. But anyway, tell us what you think, Bob. I haven't had a chance to open one
yet. Well, I just poured you one there, but Lagunitas is a very large national brand out of California. This is their daytime IPA. It's a Sessions IPA, It's a 4% ABV, so it's something you can drink at your desk and not get in trouble, I think is what Session stands for, isn't it?
Not at my desk, but maybe at yours, you guys that work from home.
Cheers.
You can function with this. But anyway, once again, Siciliano's Market has hundreds and hundreds of beers, and they'll let you buy these by the can. This one's $1.89 a can. So the cool part about that, I say it every week, but it is that you can try one before you have to commit to six of them.
That is really nice.
Well,
I'm
going to
try. Nice. And, you know, in the summertime, a session beer, a session ale, IPA, is nice to have, because you tend to drink more in the summer. You know, it's hot out. You sweat. You evaporate a lot of liquids, and you want to replenish the liquids. And if you're drinking a heavier microbrew in particular, you'll be tipping over before the party's over.
And that's right.
We've all been there. It's not fun, and it's really not fun to hear about the day after.
Well, exactly, or experience it the day after, right? And we ought to be safe, you know, when we're out there. You go to somebody's house, you don't want to get tipped over and then have to drive home. It's not
that is thing. Really good. Right. I like that.
So coming up next, we've got Dan Marguerite with Backyard Barbecue. He's going to have a bunch of dad ideas. It's called BackyardBBQStore.com. You've met this guy, Bob, or will we just tell
you? He's an old friend of mine. He's from Willamette, Illinois, and we're going to get with Danny in just a minute.
All right, stick with us. We'll be back.
Like the boomerang.